The lifeblood of this red rocky ground is water. The good life, or for that matter any life at all, has depended on it for 2,000 years. The Hohokam and the Anasazi, the ancient ones, were the forerunners of today's Pima and Papago Indians. For them, the flute has traditionally been used to remind the spirits of the sound of water in the desert and to remind them also of their promise to sustain life. To ask the spirits of the ancient ones to remember the living Indians, of their love for their desert home, and their respect for their ancestors, and to bring them the water they need to bring life to the land again. The song for ancient ones is a lament from today's Indians to the Indians of long ago, a lament for all of their legacy which has been lost. Not only their land, but just as important, the old values and ways of life. Much of the border music was very, very heavily influenced by Indian music. The fancy flourishes that we hear today on trumpets or on guitars actually may be pre-Columbian Indian flute music. The flute started out as a shepherd's instrument and later on became a very serious means of expression and mixed itself so thoroughly into the music of Mexico that the two are practically indivisible. For instance, in the huapangos, one of the traditional forms of the mariachis, there's one that's called El Sinaloense, the man from Sinaloa, which is a state that at one time, in a sense, belonged to Arizona. When all of this part of the country belonged to Mexico, everything in the state of Arizona south of the Gila River joined with the states in Mexico of Sonora and Sinaloa to make one big state called Occidente, the West. At that time, the huapangos were the most popular music of all.